want to get into the club? Well, I hope you're good enough. You want to make the cut? You better be good enough. You want to get into the Olympics? You better be good enough. You want to get into heaven? You better be... Oh, wait. Oh, man. Trying to be good enough. Well, let's try to figure that out. Let's examine what it means to be good enough on the corner of truth and life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall and we're talking about good enough. And well, that phrase really struck me, good enough, because depending on how you use it, it can mean two very, very different things. I mean, if you made a batch of cookies and you said, you gave me a cookie and you said, what are you thinking? I go, well, it's good enough. As opposed to, wow, you are good enough to do this. Notice the difference? One means it's barely passable, and the other one means you passed well. Yeah, that's good enough. Well, I guess that's the best you can do. It's good enough. It's good enough. You know, in other words, you barely made it. Well, it's... You almost have the idea of lowering the standard slightly so that it can get in. And then in another case, you say, was I good enough? Oh, yeah, you were great. You were good enough. Yeah. In other words, you made it. And so in both cases, it's about making it. But one means, yikes, you made it maybe with a lot of help and one eye closed. And the other means you did really well. I hope to be good enough. And so it's kind of funny. And man, just the whole thing. I was thinking how many different sitcoms and stories are about being good enough. And there's a show on, it's in its fourth and final season right now, The Good Place, on TV or on streaming with Ted Danson and Kristen Bell, called The Good Place. And a lot of that has to do with what does it mean to be good enough to get into the good place? And how do you get better? And what is good enough? And this is something that really, really drives us. I mean, when somebody has to give an explanation, you say, well, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. You got to do better. And that puts a lot of pressure on us. And when we put it into the spiritual realm, it can become even more pressurized of, are you good enough? And, you know, we measure up to each other's expectations. You know, a wife or a husband, you know, wonders if they're good enough. Am I measuring up to my spouse? A child, you know, am I being a good child? A parent, am I being a... We are constantly evaluating ourselves. And depending on, you know, maybe we're overconfident or underconfident, whether we think, oh, I'm better than that, or I wish I, am I good enough? But in every case, it kind of bedevils us. It kind of really causes us to wonder, what does it mean to be good enough? And then again, once you add God into the picture, yikes, because obviously God's supposed to be really good, and doesn't he want me to be good enough? Does God want me to be good? Is heaven like the good place? Kind of asks. Is it about being good enough? Is there some point system or scale where our good is measured to see if it is good enough? What does it mean for us to be good people? And then the big thing that comes out of this, as we think about good enough, is not just being good enough, but the result of being good enough. The approval, the reward for being good enough. You submit something to the fair. Is it good enough to get the ribbon? You compete. Is your effort good enough to win? You run for an election. Is your support good enough? Is your campaign good enough? You do any kind of anything. Is it good enough? And it's not simply the work you did, it's the reaction to it. Will it be received? Will it be appreciated? Will it be accepted? And that's probably one of the biggest things that then strikes home so much for us. If somebody rejects us, if a spouse rejects us, if a child rejects us, if a parent or friend rejects us, and we say, was I not a good friend? Was I not a good parent? Was I not a good spouse? Was I not good enough? And you're not just talking about your performance, you're talking about your heart. Because you wonder, why was I rejected? And it feels awful to not feel good enough. And again, when we spin it back into the realm with God, then, oh my goodness, am I not good enough for Him? And then if you feel that He has very, very high standards, you're like, well, can I ever be good enough for Him? And, you know, maybe, okay, I've got to do things to try to, you know, make myself better because He wants me to be good, and so I have to be better. And maybe what I need to do, you know, depending on how I understand how I approach God through religion, religion will give me the things to make me better so that God will be pleased, so that God will accept me because I want Him to be pleased with me, with my effort, with what I do. So tell me what I need to do in order to find favor. There's a word, favor. To find favor. And I want to just grab that word for a minute, and we're early. It's the time of this episode, it's October. But Christmas is coming, not in a hurry. We got to get through Thanksgiving first. But we got to grab a thought from Christmas. Because when Jesus is born and the angel appears to the shepherds to declare that the Messiah has come, one of the messages is peace on earth, goodwill to men on whom His favor rests. His favor rests. And then when Jesus began His ministry, He quoted from Isaiah, saying that He had come to declare the favorable year of the Lord, the favor. And the Bible makes it clear that the whole thing with Jesus was about God showing us favor. Now you say, well, wait a minute. I thought I had to, you know, do something. The whole point of getting something from God is, well, you got to live up to it. You got to be good. And then if you're good, God rewards you. But the thing with favor here is God says that while we were still not doing well, while we were not doing the right thing, that God gave us the favor. Now, favor that you don't deserve has a very, very specific word. The definition of favor given when it's not deserved is grace. Grace, by definition, is undeserved favor. And the Bible says that by grace, you have been saved. What saves you is favor you don't deserve.
Whoa.
So it's not that I earned it. It's not that I passed a test or won the prize. It's that they just gave it to me anyway. I didn't submit a picture and I still get a blue ribbon. But I didn't earn it. No, you didn't earn it. It's grace. It's favor you don't deserve. Now, what does that do? Well, that turns the whole thing on its head. And it removes this drive and this fear of not measuring up, because God right off the bat takes the measuring up part right off the table. He says, we're not even going to measure you. I'm just going to give it to you. And at one point we might say, well, wait a minute, you know, so was this some sort of thing where just everybody gets a trophy? No. But you think about it more like a parent and a healthy parent-child relationship. I have four children. And before they were even born, when they were still in the womb, I already fell in love with them. I didn't know at that point if they were a boy or a girl. I just knew they were a baby. I could feel them kick. And I was in love. And then they came out, and they cried, and they pooped. And then they cried some more. And I just loved them all the more. And as each subsequent child came, I loved them too. And I just loved them. They hadn't done anything yet, other than existing. Other than being born, and even before. Just existing was all it took. They did nothing. They've never earned any love from me. In fact, they have cost me more than they have given me. And I love them. And even now, two of them are teenagers, the third one's on his way. And every day, although they can at times be very helpful, and at times they can be really awesome kids, every day my relationship with them is based on grace. I show them favor that they don't deserve. And it's not everybody gets a trophy favor. It's just, no, I love you. And I don't ask if you're good enough. There is no measuring stick that is tied to my love or my decision to do good things for you. It is simply because you are, and because I have chosen to love you, and that is God. And we are pretty hung up with the idea that we're supposed to be good enough, and yet that's not in the Bible. The Bible makes it clear that our good actions are a response to His favor, not an effort to gain His favor. Think about that today. Have you been trying to earn something that God has freely given you? Are you worried about being good enough? Because you can stop worrying. Because God's love is not based on your good.
Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.